The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum. You came along, everything started to hum. Still, it's a real good bet, the best is yet to come. Best is yet to come, baby, you believe it. I've been saying that for years on the radio. This is our time. You got to embrace it. You got to enjoy it. And you got to be vigilant. You got to show up. You got to vote a little bit. But I've been saying that. Now I hear the president say that all the time. Am I right or wrong? The best is yet to come. Who said it first? Did I say it first? Frank Sinatra said it first.
Exactly.
Frank Sinatra put it on his gravestone. The best is yet to come. But I've been saying that. Best is yet to come. You got to stay positive. Take the high road. Everybody's going after everybody else. They're celebrating how they're destroying Mike Bloomberg. You know, with the money that Mike Bloomberg had. You know, so I had a driver yesterday coming back. And good morning. How are you? Happy Friday. 6 after 8. It's a nutty, nutty Friday. Anything could happen. So I get a driver coming back from a Fox Business last night. And he was so, we were talking about Mike Bloomberg. And we were talking about the money that he spent. The money that Bloomberg spent. I mean, how many up to, $54 million up to $300 million? Is it $100 zillion, more?
$462 million.
Oh, what, tell me again?
$462 million.
Up to this point?
Up to this point.
Oh, my God.
He has not been on a single ballot.
Oh, and I see those numbers. Frankie, well, hey, that 400, that's a disgrace. So I say to this kid, and he was very interesting, and I'm talking back and forth with the drivers. And I'm saying, you know, and I come up with this thought, and I'm embarrassed I didn't think about it before. Wouldn't it have been more of a message if Mike Bloomberg went to the south side of Chicago, where Giano Caldwell is from, the East St. Louis, Illinois, the most dangerous city in America, Oakland, California, Lawlands, you know, Paterson, New Jersey. How cool would it have been if Mike Bloomberg said, look, you disagree with everything, whoever you don't like in office, great. You don't like the president, great. But I'm going to rebuild the most stressed areas of our country. Well, I'm going to step in, and I'm going to manufacture jobs for these in the stressed areas of the United States of America. Because even with the screaming economy, and it's true, the economy's great, and it is filtering down, and yes, it does trickle down. And the president's been stellar in this regard. But the fact of the matter is, they need jobs. They need jobs. You got to rebuild the inner cities. Just kids that wake up who can't have breakfast in the most stressed areas. This has been my mission for 25 years. You know what $400 million could do for these most stressed Americans?
Well, actually, Mike Bloomberg, as much as Mike criticized him as a presidential candidate these days, he is the number one philanthropist in the whole country.
Yeah,
right? So he
good
does,
point.
He,
good
he
point.
Actually gives far more than $462 million away to charity
Can
routinely.
Get some of that? I'm a charity. I need help.
Can you and me both.
Can I get in line? So, all right, good point. See, this is good. So he's giving to charity, yet he's still spending $400.
I think your broader point is right on the money, right? That unless you have $1 billion, or you can raise $100 million, you can't run for president.
So think of all
the people that rules out as presidential candidates. You know, Peter King is retiring. Peter King's probably the best congressman we have,
ever.
And he's exactly what people want out of politics. So I thought, I called up Steve Levy, who's been a guest on our show. I said, why don't you run for that seat? You live in the district. And you know what he said? Now, Steve Levy is exactly the person that would be a great successor to Peter King. And Steve Levy said, no, it's all about dialing for dollars. I don't want to spend my whole day begging for money.
Yeah, and that's what they want. When you go to Frank's point, what I've been saying, and thanks for straightening that out, you're absolutely right. But it should be illegal that you spend that much money on politics. I'm sorry. But it's his own money. He has the right to do it, and God bless him. But you're absolutely right. Once you go to the swamp, the first thing they do, the heads of the parties, like the Nancy Pelosi's, the heads of the party, they go down. You have to come to where? The executive office building. Why? Because it's not technically on government property. Mm. I don't know if I'm stating this exact, but you got to go to another place out of where the House of Representatives are, and you got to go to the executive office building. They give you a list of hundreds of names, and you got to call every single one of those people and raise money. What has this got to do with serving you and me?
It's a real shame. It's a real shame. And that's why when you see a candidate like Donald Trump, who was outspent by all of his opponents in the Republican primary and then dramatically outspent by Hillary Clinton in the general, still be able to win, it's really refreshing. And the same thing with Bernie Sanders. You know, he's not taking money from millionaires and billionaires. You know, he really is just taking money from average, everyday people. And his candidacy really is grassroots powered. But that's the shame it is. It shouldn't cost $500 million to run for president.
Let's talk about this for a second. We'll go to the phone calls. 877-970-2999 on this Friday. Call if you'd like. 877-970-2999. Balance and Nature phone lines. I'm loving Bernie Sanders commanding the stage the other night. He commanded the stage. And for me to say that, because he's disheveled. He was like the wacky uncle or professor.
He looked like Doc Brown in Back to the Future.
Yeah, exactly. Christopher Lloyd's, right? He's commanding it, not Mike Bloomberg.
No, not at all.
Not Buttigieg. I don't get the Buttigieg thing. I don't get it. I didn't see it. Amy Klobuchar, in my opinion, totally self-destructed at that debate because she didn't know who the president of Mexico was. And then did you see her? I saw on Lauren Ingram's show yesterday. Oh, it was Raymond Arroyo did a very funny piece where they show. And I hate to do this because I don't like to say anything mean about anybody. But it was like Amy Klobuchar tried to speak Spanish. Did you see that, Frankie?
I didn't see it.
We should get the audio and with a shout out to Laura and to Raymond Arroyo on Laura's show. It was so funny. Oh my God, she couldn't. She didn't know what she was saying. Me in high school, my name was and she did
Selena, right, or something.
It was. She really did that. Let me pander to the Spanish vote. And another thing, Frankie Fibros, I'm glad you asked. Oh, Joe Biden's going to get the black vote. So it's like all black people around the United States are going, we only vote for Democrats. Every black person's going to go, yep, we're voting for Joe Biden. We're the black vote. It's a black vote. It's like saying all the Italians, well, I'll get the Italian vote. Are you kidding? We're fighting amongst each other for years. One person's a liberal. One person's a conservative. One person loves the country, hates the country, loves the president, hates the president. You can't say, I am offended. I meant to say this with the judge on Kennedy's show last night on Fox Business. Is that they always go, Joe Biden will get the black vote in South Carolina. How insulting and patronizing is that to the black community?
Well, I agree with you. But apparently the black community does, too, because his support within the black community, even in South Carolina, is eroding quickly.
But it's like the black community walks around
together. Right, as a model.
If one black person, I'm sorry, sees another black person going, hey, man, Joe Biden, right? Yeah, that's it, man. It's Joe Biden. He's my man. Joe's my man. It's Joe's my man. I'm voting for Joe. You vote Joe? I bet Joe vote. Yeah, Joe. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Come on. It's insulting.
I think I heard that conversation walking to work before.
No, it's not, though. Wait till we talk to Giotto Caldwell. I can't wait to talk to Giotto. He's young. He's so refreshing.
You could begin the conversation. Giotto, I know you're black. You must like Biden.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like if there's like Nancy Pelosi's Italian. And she goes, he's Italian. Now, am I going to vote for Nancy Pelosi because she's Italian? I'm not. I know you looked at me like, yeah, you probably would, because she's Italian. You look at me that look like, yeah, you probably would. No, I'm not. Charles, great concealer. Thank you. Look at me, Cara. Look at me. I'm like, this show on Friday. Well, I ran out of maple syrup. And when I go on TV, and or if we shoot something here, you have to put makeup on because you look like me. If I don't look like me, if I look like George Clooney or Ryan Gosling, no, I don't need makeup. You go Ryan Gosling or who's the guy that does the guy that
George
does
Clooney?
The,
or, I don't know.
Look at me, Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt for crying out loud! What did the president say about Brad Pitt?
I don't know what he said about Brad.
Look at Al tweeting. It had nothing to do with the show. He's tweeting about everything else. What are you doing, Al? We miss you.
I'm listening. I don't have anything to say. Yeah. Would you like me to just say something?
No, I'm with Al on this one. First of all, had he been part of the conversation, he might have missed the opportunity to retweet South Jersey beer scene. The farm truck brewing of Medford is moving
towards
spring opening.
I know. Right.
Why do you tweet about that during the show?
Because they tweeted me, so I reciprocate by tweeting them.
Nobody cares. Nobody's listening. Nobody cares.
But you don't control my Twitter account.
I know, but you've got to be part of the team.
This is what we're arguing about at 8:15 in the morning. Concealer and what I tweet.
There's about to be a truce in Afghanistan.
Right. Yeah, that's not
anybody's interested.
It's more of my Twitter account. Okay. World peace.
Is that truth going to come about?
The Taliban is saying so. They've agreed in principle.
To that point, and thank you for bringing us back home.
Oh, now we're talking about.
Excuse me, Al. I'm talking. Go back to your tweeting of the beer special.
You missed the spot on the concealer.
So this guy Haqqani, I think I may not be pronouncing his name correctly, the number two in the Taliban, writes an op-ed for the New York Times.
I thought you were beginning the sentence and you were going to tell me more of the wisdom of your Uber driver from Sunday or Monday. I thought that's what you were saying. This guy Haqqani, who drove me.
Not only does he have two wives,
Fox
he's second
News
in command of the Taliban. What a guy. What a multitasker.
My Muslim driver, who I liked, I had the best conversation with. I was talking to Beth Connors about this yesterday. One wife, two wives. He goes, two wives. You're two wives. If you had multiple wives, he goes, you don't cheat. Show me one man. How many people you know married that don't cheat? He was right. I had trouble coming up with a name. So he goes, you have multiple wives, you don't cheat. And he's telling me about all this stuff. So, and then the funniest thing was, I was saying yesterday, if you're listening and you didn't hear it, and then I shot Al a text, you know, and I buy the autocorrect. It went Allah. So Al thought I was converting.
Salam alaikum.
For a second. But this guy, Haqqani, I don't know if that's his name. He's a number two in Taliban. The New York Times allowed this guy to write an op-ed. Frankie, this, and we got into it with the judge and with the panel yesterday on Fox Business, and I said, the New York Times is so anti-American. This is the Taliban, and I know we're negotiating with them. Don't give them a voice in the New York Times. They wouldn't, if Donald Trump wanted to write an op-ed, the New York Times wouldn't allow them.
Well, that would be interesting.
But they're going to let the number two in the Taliban write an op-ed. The guy's a terrorist. I don't even know that we should be negotiating, but that's a whole other story. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, do you agree
I do. Yeah, I tend to agree. Maybe take a break. Stop killing Americans first, and then we'll look at publishing your op-ed.
Yeah, you know, they do it, and you know they do it just to irritate the president.
Yeah, and it's not as if the Taliban has a tough time getting a media outlet. I mean, they could put it out there themselves. They could talk to Al Jazeera.
So what's this truce thing with the Taliban? You can trust the Taliban.
Well, we don't know the details, but apparently the Taliban is saying that they will soon sign a historic Afghan agreement with the United States.
At the beer fest that Al was
exactly,
talking.
Exactly.
Well, that's tomorrow morning, so I don't know. Be impressed with it.
Now who's negotiating this? People in the State Department?
Well, you know what? I'll tell you who's not negotiating it. The newly reelected president of Afghanistan, Ashraf Ghani, he has been totally excluded from all of the negotiations. I mean, you got to feel good if you're the new president of Afghanistan. The whole fate of your country is being decided, or the recently reelected president, and you have no voice in these negotiations at all. You have to basically deal with whatever the U.S. and the Taliban come up with. They're also going to the short term is the Taliban is pledging to reduce violence for 7 days, which is nice. While we work out all the details.
Is that what they actually said?
Yeah.
I don't know. Could someone call? We'll go to the calls in a second. I feel a mother of all bombs. I swear to God. God, forgive me. Just, you know, you're going to play that. Just drop the bomb, then get the heck out. But leave a big imprint like that. Oh, you're not going to do violence for 7 days? What are these people? By the way, they're never going to stop fighting, whether we're there or not.
So let's just leave.
Yeah. Yeah. But you're right. You're right. You're not wrong. I just get so upset with them and the damage that they've done and the lives that they, you know, the lives of Americans that were lost over there. We should, we got to do some kind of, you know, I don't know, mother of all bombs or something. But that's
now
me.
Watching the Democratic debate Wednesday night, you'd never know that there is a war in Afghanistan.
Yeah, yeah.
In 2 hours,
or a coronavirus,
it didn't get mentioned once.
It was good. Hey, 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. Let me go to Albert real quick. Albert, we got a couple seconds before we go to Jeffrey Lyons. What's on your mind, my friend?
Joseph, let's thank the good Lord that Bloomberg didn't attempt any Spanish, okay? That's number one.
That would have been good. Yeah, go ahead.
And I got to tell you two quick points. Joseph, no one talked about this, but he's 78 years old. He's not a young buck anymore. And you could see, especially being a native New Yorker and working in under that administration when I worked for the city, he lost a step or two, Joseph. He's not the same Bloomberg he was 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah, but, but how old is Bernie? Bernie's like 78, too. Isn't Bernie 78?
Yeah, but you know what? He's got better genes, I guess you could say. Yeah, I mean, he's like a rock star to his following.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Bloomberg has, he's only has his yes men following him around. That's it.
Good point, Albert. 20 after 8 o'clock. Thank you, my friend. We'll get to the calls when we can. We want to clear the airwaves for Jeffrey Lyons, but if you hang in, I'll get to the calls ASAP. Debbie Duhame is out there on the roads checking out this Friday for you on AM 970 The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Thanks, Joe. And I also want to say thank you to Mario because he sent me a gorgeous dozen roses from Black Tie Roses for Valentine's Day. I didn't get to say thank you to him, too. So thank you so much, Mario. And let's see what's happening on the roads right now, guys. As you take a ride to the LIRR Port Washington branch, it looks like service suspended between Port Washington and Great Neck. It's all due to some problems with a truck striking an LIRR bridge. So we're going to keep an eye on that for you this morning. Now, as you head inbound to the GWB, Lincoln and the Holland, all moving along pretty well, only about 15 minutes at the Holland, 10 at the Lincoln. GWB very light this morning. Let's go out to 287 North exit to 37. A crash still working over there as well, Joe. 18 south at Ferry Road into Old Bridge, getting reports of a collision. Problems now on the Grand Central Parkway eastbound out by Little Neck Parkway with an accident there. And it's still stop and go on the Jackie Robinson West right after Kew Gardens with an accident blocking one lane. Some emergency activity still out there as well. And watch out for a slight delay as you take your ride to 287 eastbound as you get out toward that merge with 95. Checking in on the forecast, sun today, high in the 30s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie. You know, if you're feeling run down, you don't feel great, could you at least try Balance of Nature? Because that means you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. It's like me. I get up in the hotel, man. I got to run right to the studio. What am I going to have? Fruits and vegetables? What am I going to have?
Can you have some strawberries, please?
Where am I going to find that? Even in New York, 4 o'clock in the morning. Come on. You too. You go through the same thing I do. You get in the car. You're in the car as I speak. You're running to work. Did you have your fruits and vegetables? You're not going to have it. And then tonight you come home. This is what you want. Oh, I'd like some broccoli for dinner. You're not going to eat that. Who wants to eat that? Try Balance of Nature because you need those fruits and vegetables. Those are antioxidants that fight the free radicals in your body, right? And Balance of Nature is not like an ordinary vitamin that are made. That vitamins are made with synthetics. You don't use them. You eliminate them. They upset your stomach. Balance of Nature is a natural food in a vegetarian capsule. That's all it is, with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables that you're just not going to have throughout the day. And now this from Balance of Nature. We're offering you free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. How about that? 35% off and free shipping on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. Start your journey, please, to better health. I worry about you. You think I'm kidding? I worry about you. You're part of this family. I worry about you. We would like you to try Balance of Nature. It's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751 or balanceofnature.com. Please remember to use the discount code THEANSWER.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Cats Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Morano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
With me, I have Alan J. Murray, president and CEO of Empire Blue Cross Blue Shield and Anthem Company. How do you see the healthcare marketplace changing as a result of the state and federal policies changes?
I think what first and foremost is going to change is how those various policies interrelate with the technology that is beginning to come onto the market. Our policy really thinks about controlling what was, not necessarily what will be. And as we start thinking about artificial intelligence, machine learning, and the ability to transmit data, I mean, we're hearing terms like blockchain payment and a whole host of different things that they're going to have an impact on all of that.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
What don't you want on the air?
Exactly. I just said it, and of course, he's got to say something. Now I'm not telling you.
So you,
really?
You're
worse than five.
You are threatening Joe by threatening to not invite him to something that he doesn't want to go to.
No, anyway. I'm threatening to invite him to an event that he's not going to show up to anyway.
That's
it doesn't
what I just
matter.
Said. That's
well,
what
no,
said.
It's great.
It's the Nancy
great.
Pelosi you, school right. of negotiation.
Yeah, he's texting Arthur Idala, inviting him somewhere, and then even think of you and me. What about Frank Morano?
I did get invited verbally.
What? I didn't get anything.
That's right. That's right. Because I was waiting for you. Got 9,000 things going on. You're in Paramus tonight. You're in Piscataway tomorrow. You're in Oklahoma another day. Why am I going to besiege you with something that's not taking place for 2 months?
Because you're Al.
Right. You don't know what you're doing tomorrow.
Oh, how we go. You know what? Let's go to Empire State Bank together. All right. It's a community-oriented bank that truly takes your business personally. You know what? Before we hear from Jeannie Sarno, Frankie Five Boroughs, and I tell you, you're listening. There's so many banks out there.
Oh, yeah.
So many people that you could talk to. And you really looked at other banks because when you went to Rachel said, if I may, stop me if I'm getting too personal. She said, well, oh, you just want to go to Empire State Bank because you like Phil Guarneri and you know them. And you said, out of respect, that we're going to go over, look what they have to offer.
Well, here's what happened, and that's 95% accurate, is I will, for every business that I have, for any dollar that I spend, I will first look to spend it with an advertiser, right?
Because
they're
family.
Yeah, and they pay, you know, our rent,
that's
literally.
Right. That's right.
So I make this case to my wife. I said, this is where we're opening our account. And she comes, and she's immediately unhappy when we pull into the parking lot. She's immediately unhappy. I'm telling her.
Because she knows Empire State Bank's an advertiser.
Yeah,
and you
yeah.
Think
she's
there for
she's
that
saying,
reason.
No,
yeah.
I don't care that they're an advertiser.
Yeah.
I want to go where we're going to get the best bang for our buck. And I'm telling her, you don't understand. There's no partitions. There's pods. She says, I don't care if there are partitions. I want to get the highest interest rate possible. And so we go in. And
what a selling point.
No. We go in, and the interest rate that they gave us on our savings account is so high. Like, you almost, she couldn't believe it. She
that's
thought
great.
They said the wrong number.
There's not a bank anywhere that's giving
a saving interest rate like this.
It's great. And also that pod situation, every other bank's trying to do that.
Yeah,
now.
No, I've seen that.
Phil Guarneri came up with that. And when it comes to small businesses, I always like to say, when they succeed, you know, communities succeed. And no one knows that better than Jeannie Sarno, First Vice President, Business Relationship Manager at Empire State Bank.
You know, Joe, it's all about communities with us at Empire State Bank. We understand the needs of small businesses, and we make lending decisions based on the needs of the business. We make visits to our local stores, our restaurants, and we see firsthand what is needed from that business. We assist to help them grow and make their business more successful.
And we do know that you have many banking choices, but none that deliver the personal touch that we see personally at Empire State Bank. Locations on Staten Island, in Brooklyn, Lower Hudson Valley, Empire State Bank. Visit, please, ESBNA.com, ESBNA.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Did you see what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show? Tune into the show every Tuesday morning, 6 to 10 on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Jeffrey Lyons is the world's greatest film critic. He is kind enough to join us this morning. Good morning, Jeffrey. It's a crazy Friday. Nice of you to join us. How are you, my friend?
I never heard so many people arguing about a bank before.
It's one of those Fridays. You don't get sleep because when you do morning radio, and you know, Jeffrey, you've been in media for many years, you do the morning radio, and then if you stay up, God forbid, late the night before, it's punchy time in the morning, and thank God.
I don't know who gets less sleep, you or Frank Morano.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Frankie Five Boroughs might lead the way. Hey, Jeffrey, before we go to all the new films, and we have a lot of them that I want to talk to you about, I happen to catch Midnight in Paris. Woody Allen's brilliant film with Owen Wilson. What a great movie that. What a bright, yeah. Great movie. Did you like, you'd
there's
love
only
that?
One, there's only, oh, I did. There's only one thing. There's a bullfighter character in it.
Yeah, remember? Yeah. Go ahead.
He's played by some Swedish actor, and he said, I'm Juan Belmonte. Juan Belmonte was a bow-legged, ugly little man who could not get out of the way. In those days, the bulls were much heavier, 700 kilos.
Whoa.
You would flap the cape the way they do in Las Vegas, yeah, you know, and then get out of the way. Yeah, he couldn't do that, so he revolutionized bullfighting by moving the bull out of his way. But I believe Woody Allen used a handsome Swedish actor who I haven't seen since, because most people think, oh, bullfighters are handsome, you know, Rudolph Valentino types.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I spent 7 summers touring with the greatest matador in Spain, so I know what I'm talking about.
Wow.
And so, but I love the film, but I love that bullfighter character.
I know, but all the esoteric literary references that I didn't even get half of them. Just so, and I thought Owen Wilson, I just happened to catch it. I was thinking about you, that how bright Woody Allen can be.
Yeah.
You know,
before I do the movies, I saw a wonderful play last night. It's called Grand Horizons.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at the Helen Hayes Theater, even though outside it says the Hayes Theater. And who knows? People might think it's the Gabby Hayes Theater, right? Right. It's the Helen Hayes Theater.
Welcome to my theater.
You know who Gabby Hayes was, right?
Gabby and you, yeah.
Right? But it stars my favorite living actress, Jane Alexander. And she's the wife of James Cromwell, you know, the guy from Babe and L.A. Confidential.
Sure.
And she wants a divorce, and they have 2 children, and it's funny, and it's sad, and it's witty, and it's got the most surprising end to the first act I've ever seen on a Broadway stage. And it's closing March 1st, but the chance to go see Jane Alexander, you know, was an Oscar nominee for The Great White Hope, my favorite. I'd go anywhere to see her act,
yeah.
To see her, and I urge the people to go see it, because it's a wonderful, wonderful show. So we got 3 movies, Call of the Wild,
okay.
The latest version with Harrison
Ford. That looks great, by the way.
Yeah, the dog is all CGI. But it's done very well.
You're telling me it's a fake dog?
It looked real, but it's all CGI.
Wow.
And
okay.
Particularly when it starts having human-like expressions, you know.
Yeah.
And then there's Emma, which I found the most boring film I've seen. Based on a Jane Austen novel. Anything in the 1820s, 1830s really has to grab me to interest me.
Yeah, I hear you.
She's marrying off her friends, and she realizes that she's not getting married. But any movie with Bill Nye has something going for it. You know, that's the jittery actor from all those impossible-to-understand Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
Yeah,
wonderful actor.
Yeah, yeah.
But if he can't make me interested in this, nothing can.
Oh, boy. Okay.
And then finally, there's Greed with Steve Coogan. You remember Kozlowski, that executive who threw this Roman-like party in his birthday party and in Greece somewhere, and then went to prison during this 90s, I believe. Well, it's based on a character like that. He's a fashion tycoon, and he's got a bit of Trump in him, and he got a bit of Rupert Murdoch in him, and he says, I pay my taxes and not one penny more, and he's giving a party for himself in Greece, and he's a ruthless guy, one of the rudest person. He's played by Steve Coogan of those wonderful Trip movies, and Isla Fisher is in it. And it's about corporate greed and how sometimes money is in the wrong hands. And I kind of liked it. A little bit too British for some people, because some of the expressions are a little dodgy, as they'd say. But I liked it overall. So those are the 3 big movies and a wonderful show called Grand Horizons.
I love it. I love your passion, Jeffrey Lyons, and we love you, man. Have a great weekend. Love to the family, and we'll talk to you next week, Jeffrey.
All right. Take care.
Thank you, my friend. Very passionate about what he does. I love that about Jeffrey. 8:34 with Joe on the radio. And we'll
not as passionate as he is about the Red Sox.
Yeah, that too. You're right. And baseball in general. He's a true, true baseball fan. Hey, 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature phone lines if you want to check in. It's 8:34 right now with Joe on the radio. It is Friday. You made it to Friday. Yay. Mike Gallagher's coming up. You don't want to miss Giano Caldwell. And he's got a great new book called Taken for Granted. Giano Caldwell, Fox News political analyst, a young kid who really is one of the brightest young kids that I've met. You don't want to miss that interview. That's in the 9 o'clock hour. Right now, Big Al standing by with the headline news right here on AM 970. The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
23 degrees. What is the matter with you at 8:35? Come on. I mean, really? What is the matter? I'm trying to do the news. You gave me this look. Oh, and then here.
What do you got?
Okay, now you can look right at me,
we're looking at it. Yes, go ahead, Al. We're listening.
Are you sure?
Just to make sure it's not fake news. Just make sure.
I mean, really. Governor Cuomo says he'll visit other states that have legalized marijuana as he pushes New York State lawmakers to do the same thing. The governor says often when weed is legalized for use among adults, there's talk of empowering small businesses and expunging past criminal records. He wants to see what's worked in places like Massachusetts, Illinois, Colorado, and California in an effort to get it right and avoid past mistakes. Cuomo says he'd like to see New York legalize marijuana for adult recreational use by April, which is when the state budget must be ratified. New Jersey Transit making major advancements in its positive train control project. Officials say they're one step closer to meeting the federal deadline for installation by the end of this year and are confident they'll make the mandated deadline. The railroad has been given approval to start field testing on trains without passengers on the Morristown line between Summit and Denville. In addition, New Jersey Transit says it continues to conduct and expand its testing on its other rail lines and is working with Amtrak and freight operators as well. In sports, Nets were up 20 on the 76ers in the first half, but blew that lead. They ended up losing in overtime, 112-104. The Devils skated past the Sharks, 2-1. Sports is brought to you by Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey. Sign up for their ultimate membership today and enjoy a $0 enrollment fee. Retro Fitness, your goals, your way. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's go to the LIRR Port Washington branch. Service suspended between Port Washington and Great Neck. It's all due to a truck striking an LIRR bridge. Also delays on Metro North on the Harlem line up to 20 minutes. Let's see what's happening on 287 North, exit 37 in Hanover. An accident still being cleared. 280 West, exit 15 in Newark. A disabled vehicle. Traffic building on 18 South at Ferry Road into Old Bridge. An accident over there as well. It's pretty busy on the southbound New England Thruway into Port Chester with construction. 287 eastbound slowing down, heading right out toward that merge with 95 as well because of the ongoing construction zone. Let's go out to the Grand Central Parkway eastbound right at Little Neck Parkway. They just cleaned up an accident, but it's still kind of busy. Sunny today, high in the mid-30s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Associated Press. Original, unbiased, fact-based. That's what you get from Ground Game, the latest podcast from the Associated Press. Hosted by AP's Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace, Ground Game discusses election strategy with newsmakers all through the primary season. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, we got to talk about that when we come back, Frankie. Frankie's travels last night. Very, very funny. Yeah, you know why it's funny? Because we all do it. We all do it.
No, not what he does.
No, it's so funny. Hey, let me tell you about Mike Lindell. I want to tell you about this great deal from MyPillow, the buy one, get one free offer on Giza Sheets. Please, buy one, get one free on Giza Sheets from Mike Lindell. If you go to Radio Listener Specials, when you go to MyPillow.com, Mike wants to give you something back because you, yes, you, helped build MyPillow into the great company that it is. Mike knows that. So he has these great discounts on mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, those Giza sheets, which are spectacular. I'm telling you, I don't know how to tell you. I'm a single guy, single hardworking father, you know. And when you go to sleep, it's just like sleep. It's like eating food. I don't eat it because I love it. It's just fuel, you know. But when I put the Giza sheets on the bed, and then I have the mattress topper under me, and then the MyPillow itself, I really said, wow, I'm like comfortable for the first time, like I'm at a 5-star hotel. You'll feel the same way. You just go to MyPillow.com, check out the radio listener specials, and you get buy one, and you get one free on Giza Sheets. But check out the MyPillows as well. You want a MyPillow. You need a MyPillow. And not to mention the mattress topper, spectacular. Think of what you're going to pay for a full new mattress. No, just get the mattress topper. Here's the number, 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. Or again, please, MyPillow.com, promo code AM970.
Syracuse beat Georgia Tech badly in December, but the Yellow Jackets are dangerous as they come to the Dome tomorrow. Hi, I'm Matt Park. Join us for a 4 o'clock tip-off, Orange pregame, 3:30 on AM970, The Answer. New York's home for Syracuse University basketball.
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport, whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran. Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You gotta go to Mo's.
And it always happens. Hey, we'll get to it. Frankie's got some crazy stories, which we love. 20 minutes before 9 o'clock. It's 8:40 right now. Frankie was over at Della Russo yesterday. Stephanie was there. What a lovely gal Stephanie is.
Oh, she's terrific.
She is the wife of Joseph Della Russo, the mom of the Della Russo family, and a great gal. And was so hospitable to Laura and I when we went over there. And they showed me everything they have. And then they said, Joe, you got to get an eye exam. So I made the eye exam. And I didn't. They do extensive eye exams. And they'll tell you whether you need something, whether it's LASIK surgery. And that is the, I tell you, they are the standard. When it comes to LASIK, don't trust those other places because you're not going to get the LASIK surgery that you get from Joseph Della Russo, from Jeffrey, from Dr. Bauza and the staff over there. And she, you know what I love about Stephanie, too, Frankie? She's there. She's like the mom, the wife. She's there. They help build this wonderful, wonderful practice. This is such a family-owned, and I use the word operation because of at Della Russo. And over 98% of patients treated see 20/20 after that LASIK surgery. You believe that? The majority see better than that, often 20/15. Della Russo does more than LASIK surgery. I keep telling you, they are the eye experts, and you owe it to yourself to get a regular eye exam. You can get frames and lenses. Like, I got those sunglasses. People ask me, where'd you get those great sunglasses? I got them at Della Russo. They have a whole store over there. It's unbelievable. Cataract screenings and removals, everything. Della Russo is an old-fashioned family practice, and they have 4 centers to make it convenient for you. New Jersey, Manhattan, Brooklyn, and Long Island. Trust only the best with your vision, please. Call Della Russo Laser Vision today to schedule a free consultation with the man himself, Dr. Della Russo. 855-646-2020, 855-646-2020, or visit DellaRusso.com.
Listen to AM970, The Answer, on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Radio.com. Watch the Joe Piscopo live stream Tuesday mornings 6 to 10. Available on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Jersey Joe on the radio. It's 8:42 right now. Mike Gallagher's coming up. So you went out to dinner. After you hosted the event in Rye.
Right, which is after
New Rochelle.
New Rochelle.
After my full-time job of producing a 4-hour radio show, which I came in here on no sleep because of the debate the night before, then did a conference call on some New York political matter, and went on to television for an hour, then caught a train to New Rochelle.
Wow.
And took an Uber back, went to Della Russo, and then
Time did you get back from that debate? It had to be late then.
I got to Della Russo in time for my appointment at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And then you went up to New Rochelle from there?
No. I went to the radio station, stayed here for the conference call, went to television, which is in the downtown area.
Yeah.
Then went to Grand Central, took Metro North up to New Rochelle, took an Uber from New Rochelle to the upper West Side.
Okay.
Then took a bus back to
tired
town.
Listening.
No,
to
but
this.
I like hearing it because I thought I was crazy yesterday. This is great. So you went to dinner last night, then you had to do a dinner.
Yeah, but unfortunately,
he was searching for dinner like Magoo.
I got off at the wrong stop because it was dark out at this point. Yeah. And I couldn't see where I was, and I'm not used to taking this particular bus, so I ended up getting to dinner later.
What do you mean you're not used to dinner? This is not the bus that you take home.
What time was dinner?
Well, we had scheduled it for 6:30.
Yeah.
It ended up beginning around 7:40.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So now you're trying to rush the dinner along.
Well,
right?
No. It was an enjoyable dinner.
Okay, let's order. Let's order. Well,
no appetizers. Right to the main course.
And, you know, Glenn Yost, he put together this interesting group of intellectuals.
Glenn Yost, the host. The Yost host. Hello. Yostis with the mostest. Get me out of here as soon as you can because I'm bored already.
No, the dinner was delightful. Food was great. But then the bill comes.
Notice the company wasn't that great.
No, it was.
The food was great. Didn't say anything about the company.
The bill comes, and
Frank had to pay for it.
No. I am a master at breaking down checks.
Oh,
right?
Can you do that?
Yes.
I hate that.
Yeah.
Well, he pays for it most of the
time.
Well,
that's unfortunately, you're right. My wife has made me put a stop to that.
Yeah, there you go.
The people have a tough time, Joe, if you've ever noticed, combining cash and credit cards, right? Everybody can do the math.
Me and Al can figure it out.
Like everybody can do the math.
Carry the one.
No.
Add two.
No, but it's not. It's
my head hurts.
No. So the bill is whatever it is. All right, the six of us divide by six. Simple enough,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But then who's putting in a credit card? Who's putting in cash, right? Then it gets tricky.
Oh,
then
people, I hate that. I hate that.
So, and I see somebody else.
Who invited you to the dinner?
Glenn Yost.
He should have paid for it. All right. Am I right?
That's a good point. There is an app.
I'm sure he's listening now.
Listen,
so
there's an app you can download. It's called Tip and Split. You put in the amount of the bill. You put in how much tip that you're going to give, 15%, 20%, whatever it is. It automatically calculates the tip amount, and then you put in the number of people.
Wow.
So if it's six people, it gives you each person pays X amount.
You're not understanding. You're not understanding. The issue is not doing the math. The issue is combining some people paying with cash and some people
because people have $5.
Yeah, so,
you have $10.
So Frank gives $50 in cash.
So
can I have the waiter come over and break this up? Can you break this? Oh my god!
Right, and then the communication
thinking,
with
I'm
the
on
waiter.
The clock.
Who of
I just
doesn't
want to go,
speak English.
You just want
you know.
Just get up and leave. You should have just left. Should have just left.
No, I said to Glenn, because
thanks for having me.
Somebody else was in charge of the bill. I said, no. Let me do it. But no, there was already a process.
Oh boy. So. But don't you get mad at the person who ate a little more than you did?
No, because the way I drank yesterday, I was the.
No, but also,
I was the person being subsidized by everybody.
But wait
else.
A second. I think if it's established that it's a group dinner and everybody is chipping in, I think it should be an equal amount.
Yes,
you know,
it
unless
was.
It's somebody that comes in. No, but what I'm saying is, unless somebody comes in late to the dinner and says,
this is
I'm
why,
only going to have
this
a drink.
Is why we're not going to invite you to this dinner because you're adding issues where there are none.
Why would I show up at this dinner? You hold events with strangers and homeless people. I don't show up. Why would I show up at this?
But does anybody say throughout the dinner, Frank's got to get up?
No.
Like the first thing Jerry Crowley said
almost.
Yesterday, Mr. Crowley said
almost.
We were at this great
almost.
Dinner yesterday at Delmonico's with the Connors and Father Bilecki. And the boss says, he goes, Joe, he's got a fox hit, and then he's got to get to bed. I got to get my guy to bed. I said, thank
See,
you, boss.
Nice.
So we ordered a little quicker. I mean, that was someone who understands
Frank
the radio
business. Frank would have had to stay till 11 o'clock.
No, you didn't. No one said that
well,
to you.
Well, they almost said that, right? almost. They said, I heard basically, I'd love to hear you tomorrow morning. That's what I heard.
That's great.
And now you think
That's
you really wanted
great.
To hear
it? That is great. Yeah. And me whining to the producer at Fox News. I can't get up in the morning. Do you have to? I'm on a panel. I can't be beyond a panel.
But
I have to get up.
Honestly, you know, getting Monday to sleep late was delightful. It really makes you appreciate how normal people feel on a daily basis.
Amazing. I'm sleeping past 3 o'clock in the morning, you mean? Hey, 8:47, can I grab a call, Albert?
Call.
We got Mike Gallagher coming up. Let me go to our buddy Lou in Queens. Good morning, Lou. Sorry to keep you waiting, buddy. What's on your mind this morning?
Joe, that's perfectly fine. You know, first of all, I mean, let's face it, this debate was a mud fest. It was really a disgusting mud fest. It was a psychodrama. That's really what it was. And it might even be more entertaining, but I don't think I can stomach it. Now, as far as what you guys were saying earlier, I really think that this guy, Bernie Sanders, never changed his opinion since the 70s, comes from a big state. He's a big man. Vermont has 626,000 people. It's 96% white.
Yeah.
It has an economy based on tourism, not very, very integrated with the rest of our society. And you got to remember something else about Bernie. I love it. What industry does he like? He doesn't like the defense industry. He doesn't like the fossil fuel industry. He doesn't like pharmaceuticals. He doesn't like the insurance industry. And he doesn't like Wall Street. So what is he? So maybe that's why the millennials like him so much, because they think that the whole economy can be run designing stupid, monotonous video games.
Yeah, glue right on the money. I ain't got to argue with you, man. 8:49 right now. We're going to take a break with Debbie, and then we're going to come back with Mike Gallagher right there. You got to love it. Debbie, how are we doing traffic-wise on this Friday?
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Frank and Al. Good morning, everybody. Let's see what's happening, guys, over on the Cross Bronx, moving solely west right by the Sheridan. An accident there waiting for you. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. Inbound GWV, very light this morning. Outbound upper, it's construction. If you're heading to the inbound Lincoln, it's only 5 minutes getting into town. Holland, 15 to 20. Let's go over to 287. Northbound exit 37. Accident just cleared out of the way. And we're still seeing some pockets of volume on 18 heading southbound at Ferry Road and Old Bridge, but they just cleaned up an accident over there. Southbound side of the New York State Thruway looks okay into the Tappan Zee Bridge. Over on 95 southbound, some volume is at 21 in Port Chester. It's that new construction pattern causing quite a delay. And it's also causing delays on 287 eastbound, getting out toward that merge with 95. We'll keep an eye on that. And the LIE eastbound, right by the Northern State, a collision there. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. It's time to say happy 20th birthday to Trinitas Regional Medical Center. It's been 20 years since Elizabeth General Medical Center and St. Elizabeth Hospital got together and formed Trinitas. And since then, Trinitas has established 12 centers of excellence, including the Comprehensive Cancer Center, the Wound Healing and Hyperbaric Center, the Connie Dwyer Breast Center, Cardiology, Renal, Maternity, Behavioral Health, and more. In fact, Trinitas has also grown to offer care in every county in New Jersey. Trinitas Palliative Care Program received advanced certification from the Joint Commission, and their stroke and joint replacement programs received gold-level certification. You've heard me talk about Trinitas Center for Wound Healing and Hyperbaric Medicine. Well, they're now at an amazing 95% heal rate for problem wounds. This amazing medical center just gets better and better. To find out more, visit TrinitasRMC.org. That's TrinitasRMC.org.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
All right, here's our deal from Retro Fitness, okay? And we love you, and I'm telling you, you're going to love Retro Fitness. You get $0 enrollment fee from Retro Fitness. That's our ultimate membership. It's a $0 enrollment fee. No gimmicks, no extra fees. That's a $0 enrollment fee just in time to get you in shape for summer. And Retro is constantly thinking of ways to give you the upper hand. So you have this great deal, the ultimate membership, that lets you experience everything Retro has to offer, like these group fitness classes. We have yoga classes. We have these great classes down in Flemington down there. The top-of-the-line fitness equipment that I love. Child sitting, smoothie bar, cardio movie theater, pro shop, unlimited tanning. I mean, free Wi-Fi and the personal training. That's with a $0 enrollment fee for this ultimate membership. We'd love you to check out RetroFitness.com. RetroFitness.com, right? But if you go to RetroFitness.com and you go /location/ where? Flemington, New Jersey. We'd love to see you down there at our Retro Fitness in Flemington, 908-238-3695. Stacy standing by for you right now. 238-3695, 908 area code. Or go to retrofitness.com, please. Get real with Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now, 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo on the radio, 854 right now. Mike Gallagher's coming up at 10:05, kind enough to check in with us now. Good morning, Michael. How you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm pulling Joe Piscopo hours. I've been up since about 4 a.m.
Oh!
I'm in Orlando. Get this. Check this out.
Yeah.
So our boss, Phil Boyce,
yes, sir,
and his wife, Diana,
oh,
ran in the Princess 5K half a marathon this morning over
what?
At Disney World.
What?
It started at 5:30 in the morning. Oh. Now, picture this. You think about sunny Florida, think again. It's 48 degrees and raining.
Oh, my.
So I got a sign made. I went over to CVS last night and wrote out a sign, "Go, Phil, go, Diana, go." And I'm standing out there with about 11 other stragglers at 5:30 in the morning cheering them on. And of course, they dress up as Disney characters. So Diana was perfect. She was Tinkerbell, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But get this. Phil dressed up as Peter Pan.
Wait,
now, Phil's about 6'11".
Wait,
I mean,
wait.
So, yeah. Yes.
Tights?
So I have
pictures. Are there tights?
I couldn't see tights. I wasn't trying to look that closely, and I was trying to stay warm because it was cold and miserable and raining. But it was fun because, listen, they've been training for a long time for this. It's a real cool thing they did. I really admire
that
them.
That is great. What was it, 5K you said?
5K, yeah. So that's 3.1 miles,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
Do you have
pictures? Pictures?
Are pictures.
That's all we want to know, man.
I've been sworn to secrecy, but I'll bet you Frankie Five Boroughs could get them out of me if you
I can't believe
I think I could be bright.
You're such a good guy, Mike. You are such a good guy, man.
No, hey, I wanted to give him support. It was fun. It was fun to cheer him, and I was going, "Go, Phil! Go, Diana!" I was all excited. People look at me like I'm crazy.
So
but
you went from Tampa to Orlando. You broadcasted.
Yeah,
from
I'm in Orlando for a couple of days on some business. We actually had to move the studios because the Tampa studios are down for a couple of days. So we came over to our Salem, Orlando affiliate here. Great station here, AM 950.
They're the best.
And
they're the best.
Yeah, 94.9. They're great. Great folks, Bill Files and Lou and Pete Paquette and the team. So having a wonderful time here. Laura Trump on the show this morning, Joe, at 10:05.
Wow.
We're gonna kick off the show.
Wow, look at
with
you.
The president's daughter-in-law. And get this, I got to run this by you real quick, and I know you got to go.
No.
Donald Trump Jr. last night on Sean Hannity's show.
Yeah.
Could he be the 46th president of the United States?
Yeah. I know.
I mean, Joe, he's good.
I know. I said, did you?
He's good.
I saw him. Wasn't he at the rally? He was at the rally, right? And he
goes to all the rallies,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah,
almost all of them. But I watched him be interviewed, and I thought it hit me. He's like his dad, just even a little bit more, dare I say it, a little bit more refined.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he's on point.
Yep.
He's a solid conservative.
Yep.
He cares for this country.
Yep.
We may have a dynasty here coming on.
Yeah,
Mr.
Piscopo. Which makes every progressive really happy that you just said that, Mike. But I'm telling you, because you know what?
They broke out in hives. They crashed their car into the telephone pole on 57th Street. You got to think it could happen.
I love it. Listen, if we take the House, you know, take the Senate, and then you know the White House, and then put in an extra term for the president. There you go.
Yeah.
And then his son right behind him. Come on now. Now you're talking.
That's what we got to start. That's the rumor we got to start. That's the seed we got to plant that Donald Trump is never going to leave office. That we're going to. Hey, Bloomberg extended his term. He got rid of term limits
in New
York.
That's exactly right.
Why can't Trump do it?
That's exactly
right. If it's good enough for Mini Mike, it ought to be good enough for the president.
Amen. Mike Gallagher, 10:05 at AM 970. The Answer. Have a great one, Michael. We'll be listening, buddy.
Happy weekend, my friend.
You
love
too.
You. Take
love
care,
you too,
guys.
Man. Thanks so much. And congratulations to Phil Boyce and congratulations to Diana, his wife, for running in that wonderful race. Joe Lundberg is out there. Joey, how are we doing rest of the day in New York?
Sunny but cold. It's going to be a cold day with a high of only about 36. But hang in there. The weekend's going to get much warmer. Temperatures nearing 50 tomorrow, mid in the 50s on Sunday, and we'll keep some sunshine into Monday with temperatures, again, low to mid 50s. So the next 4 days are going to be nice.
All right, Joe, you're off now next week. You're off, right? We're not going to be talking to you.
Yes, I'm off until Tuesday the 3rd of March.
All right, listen, we love you. We wish you all the very best. Please be careful.
I'll send you pictures.
We want to see the pictures. God bless. Godspeed, Joe Lundberg. Proud of you, man. You're doing great.
Thank you.
Go get them, buddy. going out to Arizona, going this massive week-long bike ride. My gosh, I have so much respect for that. Hey, Gianno Caldwell is a great guy. He's Fox News political analyst. You know Gianno. You see him with Sean. You see him on all the shows. Great book called Take It For Granted. I believe today, Gianno, this young man from the south side of Chicago who went through a very, very tough childhood, is speaking where? At the Reagan Library in California. Great story you don't want to miss right here on Piscopo in the Morning.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
24 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A private island off the Jersey Shore is for sale. The 19-acre island just north of West Wildwood. On the market for $200,000. The land completely undeveloped and is owned by investor Omer Fahim of Queens. Fahim's owned the property since 2017. Says he's selling it because he wants to buy a mountain next. Fried chicken and donuts coming to select KFC restaurants nationwide in a few days. One meal available starting on Monday. Features two warm glazed donuts with a chicken fillet in the middle. The other is a basket with up to two donuts, accompanied by tenders or bone-in chicken. The final day for those meals to be sold, March 16th, if supplies don't run out before then. In sports, Nets lost in overtime to the 76ers, 112-104. Devils skate past the Sharks, 2-1. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.